From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. An environmental review for the PolyMet Corporation copper-nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota has run into even more delays. PolyMet said in December the review for its proposed open-pit mine near Hoyt Lakes probably wouldn't be completed until the second quarter of 2012, but a company statement this week pushed back the timeline even further. PolyMet says it now expects the preliminary version to be ready for review by state and federal regulators this summer and for public review and comment this fall. PolyMet went back to the drawing board after the Environmental Protection Agency criticized the draft environmental impact statement that it filed in 2009. Earlier this week, WTIP reporter Kara Thomas spoke with State Representative David Dill about wolf management and sulfide mining.
Joining us now by phone is State Representative David Dill, DFLer from Crane Lake, representing District 6A. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Glad to do it. I'm right in the Capitol building at the moment and representing those folks in Cook Lake and northern St. Louis County.
All right. Well, the legislature is back in session, and there are several big issues on the table. Let's talk first about gray wolves. As of last Friday, wolves in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan were removed from the endangered species list, and management is now in the hands of the states and the tribes. Originally, the DNR's wolf management plan called for a 5-year moratorium on hunting and trapping, and that recommendation was from the Citizens Committee that met in the late 1990s, to provide input to the DNR. During last summer's government shutdown, that moratorium was removed by the legislature. Can you talk about why that happened and why the rush to open up hunting and trapping?
Well, as you said, that Citizens Committee was from quite far back in time, and the they believed then that the wolf would be delisted during that time frame, and that look-see process would be after the delisting, and then the state would then initiate some kind of a program to control populations and take care of livestock depredation. Well, that was a long time ago, and the 5 years is long since gone, and the call for the season has been immense all across the Northeast. Not as much in Cook County, but Lake and St. Louis, Lake of the Woods, Kuching, Kitson County, when you get onto the edge of the boreal forest where the farmland meets the boreal forest, there is high depredation, and the wolves are dramatically above the minimum level. And the legislature decided to remove the 5-year moratorium kind of on the basis that it was for time served and that we should get on with managing this population.
Well, there's a difference, I guess, between killing problem wolves because of depredation and hunting for sport. There were already programs in place to manage problem wolves. Leaves some people wondering, you know, why the rush for sport hunting and trapping?
Well, by and large, DNR is charged with managing wildlife, and managing wildlife includes, in most instances, sport hunting or trapping for sport or for commercial fur purposes in the case of the wolf. No different than we manage pheasants and manage them to maintain a population, or ruffed grouse, or marten, or fisher, or beaver, or anything else. And, you know, wildlife management is a part of keeping the population where it should be, and so that all of those species work together. And I know certainly that there are some people, and I've heard from a few people in Cook County, that oppose the season in its entirety, but I can tell you that the vast polarity of people in the Northeast are supporting the idea of a limited harvest season as the DNR has proposed. The bill I introduced was a reflection of many people who contacted me regarding the wolf once the delisting became imminent and what should happen with trapping and hunting. And, you know, it's basically my responsibility to author legislation that reflects the plurality of folks in your legislative district. And so I did that.
Well, is there anything else that you wanted to add about wolves before we move on?
Well, not Not really. I want the constituents to know that I really don't have any war with the wolves. I do think that a part of control is to have a season and harvest the excess wolves, and no different than any other fur-bearing or game animal, whether it be small game or big game. The wolf is just now another part of that management scheme. And so I'm suspecting that when we finally do hear a wolf bill, that most of the details will be worked out.
Well, let's move on to mining. It looms large in a lot of people's minds, the specter of precious metals or sulfide mining. And it's a type of mining that's never been allowed in Minnesota and has kind of an alarming track record in other parts of the country and around the world as far as long-term pollution and contamination of watersheds. Where are we at with sulfide mining moving forward here in Minnesota?
Well, first thing, I'm not sure that I like the word sulfide mining, because I know of no one that's mining sulfides for the purpose of mining. They're mining for the purpose of copper and nickel and zinc and palladium and precious metals. And sulfides are a part of the byproduct, so to speak, that mm-hmm. are contained in the rocks. So generally, the people that are against sulfide mining, as they call it, are against it because of this perception that it can't be done properly. And the people that are for mining are call it the other things, you know, copper, nickel, zinc, palladium, gold, precious metals group. So I would prefer that people call it the precious metal mining rather than sulfide mining. That said, the company, PolyMet, that has an EIS, a draft EIS, before the DNR, before the DNR for quite some time, and the DNR has been pouring through it for what I think is quite a long time. It appears to be going forward longer. There is no pressure from any of the legislative members of the Iron Range delegation to push that forward in any kind of undue circumstances or pressure to turn a blind eye to anything. The fact is that it's unanimously agreed upon between the Iron Range legislators, which would be Senator Bach, Senator Saxog, Representative Anzels, Representative Rukabina, Representative Moline, and myself, that if we cannot have the assurances, meaning that it can be done properly, can be done safely, and have financial backing to assure that in perpetuity that any water treatment or remedial treatment will be available to the state to protect the interests of the taxpayers, then we do not believe that mining should move forward. Unilaterally, we agree to that. That being said, that doesn't mean that we don't support investigating and understanding the draft EIS of PolyMet, and that if it can be done based on the EPA and the MPCA and the DNR's research and findings and the laws of this state, we should do it. So, to say it a little easier, we strongly support precious metal mining, except that it's done are proposed to be done at the cost to our environment. Every range legislator lives on the same watersheds as where these mines are proposed, whether it be the Lake Superior watershed or the Rainy Lake watershed, which is on the north of the Laurentian Divide. And we feel strongly about it. And so that's where the range delegation stands on this, and I am standing with them on this. That economic development is important, mining is important, but not at the cost of the environment.
If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with State Representative David Dill, DFLer from Crane Lake, representing District 6A. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about today, sir?
Well, people should be looking to find me and to be able to communicate with me. They should look up on the web, house.mn. That's all they got to type in on the query line is house.mn, and that will bring up our house website, and you can very quickly find me and how to communicate with me by email or telephone. I answer every single email personally. No staff involve themselves in any of that type of thing. I return every single phone call, and I think that Max up in the Hovland, he would tell you that he's been getting my replies in a matter of minutes rather than hours. Okay. We've been having a generous debate over the wolf issue and the precious metal mining issue. So that's kind of my trademark. I'm welcome to hear from you, particularly at the Capitol, but it's a long way to come down. And hope all is going well in Cook County. I read the paper every single week, and I try to talk to Rhonda every couple of weeks on issues that are coming up so that she can get it in the paper, and I really appreciate what WTIP does. And as well, in the Legacy Committee, I certainly support public radio.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Representative Dill. We'll stay in touch and speak to you again soon.
It was a real treat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.